week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is 5-Minute Delivery by Chapter 3 Games, and I have one of the masterminds with the game today. How's it going today?
Oh, so well. Hello, Kicks with Bricks.
Yes. Well, why don't you tell people who you are, a little bit about Chapter 3 Games, and we'll go from there.
All right. This is Brian Lemon, and we run a company called Chapter 3 Games, and currently we are starting the Kickstarter for our first big game, which is 5-Minute Delivery. Our company was started when I left my work at the newspaper because I wanted to do something that mattered, and I didn't want to wake up every morning dreading work. And so I left my company there. We dipped into our savings and got some backing, and we started a company that is all about making games for people that don't have 4 and 5 hours to play a game. And our first one, 5-Minute Delivery, takes 5 minutes.
Nice. Well, I like that, especially, you know, being someone that doesn't have a lot of time but also has kids that, you know, wants to get involved, and their attention span sometimes is not very long.
And kids, dad doesn't have an attention span that long either.
I know, right?
But no, it was designed. Cool. We wanted to do this because there's a lot of times when you've got kids or friends that just have a half an hour here and there, and you want to play a game, but you can't bust out any of those 90-minute games or even 45 minutes. So we shot to make something that was fast and fun. That's the best part, is can't have one without the other.
Definitely. Well, let's dive into this Kickstarter. And so tell us a little bit about 5-Minute Delivery. We know, obviously, it takes 5 minutes to play. But what is the game, and what's the feel that people are going to get from this?
Well, I'll give you a quick Reader's Digest background, which is you are playing a goblin in a little town called Googliopolis, and you're trying to become a bundle deliverer. And so this is the dream job, better than doctors, better than teachers, better than anyone. It's the deliverers. And so they're having a contest to find the next big deliverer. And goblins are super fast, so they only have a 5-minute workday. And so that's the basic story behind it. You're trying to deliver all your packages in 5 minutes. The mechanics are the part that we love because it plays along with an MP3. So it's not like, oh, if this guy hurries, we can do it in five. It is 5 minutes, whether you're fast or slow or participating or just kind of ho-ha humming. It's 5 minutes. So a narrator is on the MP3 that's going to give you instructions and tell you how many spaces you can move. And there's a randomly constructed town where the roads all connect in different ways each time. And you're trying to, in the spaces that they tell you to move each time, get to these locations to deliver the packages that you've got in your queue and do it all in 5 minutes and get back to your warehouse before the day's over.
That's really cool. And that, I mean, the concept that you listen to an audio track in conjunction with your game, that's, I mean, I have yet to play a game that another game that incorporates that. I'm sure there might be some other ones out there maybe, but I have yet to play them. And so with the audio track, is it the same track each time or is it different?
Their track, right now we have 3 that we've used in all of our play testing, and the goal is to make it so that you can go and get another track for 99 cents and have a completely different game. And right now we have 3 different tracks. One is a introductory, one's a super fast, move quick and get to different spots, and one's a team track. So it's a different experience in the layout of the board and the MP3 that you use. And the thing I didn't mention is this is all going on at the same time. You're moving at the same time as all the other goblins trying to become the best deliverer. And so it's hilarious.
So it's not taking turns. It's everyone's turn at the same time.
Someone calls out a 5 and go 5 spaces. Everyone moves 5 spaces. The only difference is they've got their own route and their own addresses that they need to deliver to, different from yours.
Gotcha. So what if you're listening to the track and everyone's moving together, what is the advantage that you can get over the other players?
Well, the advantage is, one, if you can lay out a track that makes sense, you can get there in 3 tiles as opposed to 8 tiles, then you can get and deliver faster than your neighbors. The other one is, whoever can organize their route better, they're going to not double back. They're going to go right to where they need to go. They're going to move on and plan a little bit better, but also there's a dexterity to it. You may go down a track and realize, oh my goodness, I'm in a dead end. I went the wrong way, and have to backtrack. And so because it's all real time and it's going every 4 to 5 seconds, you have another number being called out. It's chaos, and you're just trying to make the most of the numbers, more so than all the other deliverers. And sometimes luck plays a role when you got a package on the other side of town. You got to get there, and sometimes it takes a bit.
That's cool. So it's just sometimes it's just luck, or sometimes it's got a little bit of strategy involved. And so it's nice to know that even though you're all going at the same time, just depending on the choices that you make can give you an advantage over your opponent.
And yeah, planning ahead is a big deal. We've had a lot of people that deliver to a spot, go back to another one, and realize they could have done 2 of them in the same area, and that's usually when they scream in some goblin curse.
Scream some goblin profanity no one can understand.
If you can
right?
speak goblin, that's one of the great things of the games. You can be speaking goblin, it'll drive your players crazy, or everyone will start laughing, and there's another advantage right there.
There you go. That's awesome. So as we're recording today, the Kickstarter still has about 30 days, so a good month before the Kickstarter ends, and you guys are on track to, you know, getting funded. You guys are about
we're about 30% of the way. The nice thing is, if we can get this thing funded, and some of the bonuses are going to be amazing, including they're adding today, our department's adding a referral bonus, where they're actually sending additional cards and goblins and things to those who refer friends and family to the Kickstarter, and that'll be done at the end of it. So that's a big deal coming today for anyone who hasn't looked at the Kickstarter.
Definitely. Well, and I'm sure people will be happy to look at this Kickstarter after they listen to the show. I mean, I just love the idea that I can set up and play this game. The game will only take 5 minutes. And, you know, it's a game that you could easily play with your family or friends or your kids before bedtime, and just all those things. So that's exciting for me to be able to have an enjoyable game to play quickly, and that way everyone's like, hey, I got some game time in.
Yeah, we had just a couple nights ago, we had our kids wanted to play a game, and the dinner was over, and we have a lot of games that we play as a family. Some of them take an hour and a half, and we didn't have a lot of time, so the kids did this little get the dishes done fast, and they still got to play 3 games in a half an hour before bedtime and set it up, put it away, and get to bed in time, which that's a big deal. And if you've got friends, you're done playing a game, you know, hour and a half, and you have just a few minutes before they leave, it's great to bust it out, set it up, and play a couple quick games while you're wrapping up the evening. So it works for friends, it works for family, it even works for strangers that maybe you don't like them, you just want to play quick and see if it's a good group to play with. And that actually, a lot of people in the area have liked it for that reason, because people aren't fun. They can, you know, they can get done and call it a night, go and grab some ice cream and send them on their way. So it's all sorts of groups, all sorts of varieties. Our 7-year-old daughter plays it all the way up to me, which is older, and
we'll just leave it at that.
That's all we can say. I've lived a few decades, we'll say.
There you go. Well, that's exciting. So this being your first big Kickstarter launch that you guys have done, now part of the show is that we like to ask questions about your Kickstarter and how it's running, and maybe lessons that you've learned or things that you wish you would have done, because there are some developers and aspiring people that want to start a Kickstarter. So what, being your first Kickstarter, what have you learned, and maybe what have you wish you would have done differently? Anything like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. The one thing that we really like about the Kickstarter that we did well was we put the time and the effort and energy into the video. A lot of times you see those videos where you just can't imagine someone could pull it off when they can't even get rid of the cat or hold the camera steady while they're doing a Kickstarter video. So we put a lot of effort into the video and gotten a lot of positive feedback on that. So even if you're not going to back it, go watch the video because it really is delightful. And the thing I wish that we had done is I wish that we had reached out more to other developers. And we've just noticed that a lot of developers have come on and they've backed it and asked why we didn't talk to them beforehand. You know, a lot of indie publishers and things like that. Because there's a community there that I think we may have missed out on initially. We like to support each other, which I don't know why we didn't, because I support Kickstarter projects all the time. So yeah. I wish I had reached out to more indie board game publishers beforehand to say, look, hey, we're doing this, and you know, send people your way. We'll send people back and forth. That's the biggest thing I wish we had done, especially on Twitter. And I think Twitter's our biggest Achilles heel in this whole thing. I wish we had not ignored Twitter like we did. And so right now we've got, you know, we're trying to play catch up on that. Hopefully we can, but we covered most of the other bases as far as talking it up, getting people involved, getting it shared. And we just didn't, and we saturated Facebook like crazy, but we missed out on Twitter. So if you're doing a Kickstarter, talk it up on Twitter for months ahead of time. That's what we wish we could go back 2 months and start doing that. And
yeah. Well, that's, I mean, it's good advice, you know, just try to get as much exposure as possible. And like you said, reaching out to those other developers and just saying, hey, I have this cool game coming out. You want to take a look at it? And then word of mouth is very powerful within the Kickstarter and the just tabletop world in general.
Yes,
and
yes.
So getting the knowledge out there as much as possible definitely is great advice for aspiring developers and Kickstarter.
And share it with other companies. Everyone thinks these companies are going to steal your $1 million idea or whatever, but we've learned companies want to help other companies, and there's not a lot of people lining up to steal it, especially European companies. We've had a lot of outreach from the European countries, and they've walked us through getting making it EU-friendly, which that's a great thing. I mean, that's going to account for a lot of backers, especially in the European gaming crowd. And I wish we had done that initially. We just added EU-friendly shipping and everything else yesterday or day before yesterday. I wish we had done that beforehand, because European game community is solid and strong, and they talk and they post and they favorite and they retweet and share and you name it. They do everything to help a game that looks fun, that looks different and fresh. They'll do everything they can to help. So don't forget the other side of the globe if you're in the U.S.
There you go. So try to expand it worldwide instead of just keeping it to yourself.
Amen, brother.
That's right. So, sweet. I mean, it looks fantastic. I know that people will love it and want to get their hands on it. So, why don't you tell people where they can find out more about, you know, either you or Chapter 3 Games and also 5-Minute Delivery.
All right. Well, you can go right to chapter3games.com. The homepage is a link to the Kickstarter, or you can pop onto Kickstarter and just type in 5-Minute Delivery. You'll see it pop up. A bunch of goblins, you see them, you're on the right place. But we invite you to go check out our site. There's a lot of other games we're working on or that are done. We've got 2 games that are going to be hitting the market in about a month here, and those are not going through Kickstarter. That's just something we did that separate and on our own with that. So those will hit the market in about a month. And go onto the website, sign up, stay in the news and in the loop with what we're doing. And offer suggestions, because we love suggestions, and you might get some ideas of your own checking out what we've got there.
Definitely. And don't forget to check them out on all your social media as well.
Amen. Facebook and Twitter, it's Chapter 3 Games, and as far as I know, we're the only Chapter 3 Games.
There you go. So go check them out. I'll also have links in the show notes for everyone for your easy, clickable accessibility. Yeah. And thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate
it. Well, Barry, I appreciate you inviting me, and love to come back next time.
That's right. Yeah, next Kickstarter, we'll definitely have you on. So thanks again, and thanks to Dan Patrice from the Geek All-Stars for our intro and outro. You could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.